Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 11th of May of the year 2020. Happy birthday today to Salvador Dali, a man who was either a very good painter of abstract and distorted figures or a very bad painter indeed, depending on what he was going for. Like if he was trying to paint a normal clock, that's some shitty clock painting. On this day in history, in the year 330 AD, Constantinople became the capital of the Roman Empire. This was before it was Istanbul, which was after it was Constantinople, but around the time that it was Byzantium. At various times, it was also called Constantinia, Islambol, and Miklagaror by the Vikings, but that doesn't fit in the song. Also on the 11th of May in 1893, Henri Desgrange established the world's first bicycle world record, travelling at 35 kilometres an hour, which is fine, but also could have been literally any speed because it's the first f***ing record. He got on a bike, world record, the end. Celebrations today include World Technology Day, so use some technology and the world to celebrate that. Your guest today on the podcast is Ando the Ad Commando, a.k.a. Will Anderson, the wild man of marketing, just winding up his online book promotion tour for his third product placement autobiography, Pepsi Max and Active War Zones. Back on the show, Will Anderson, welcome.
Thank you for having me back, Alice. And in fact, in the time that I've been waiting for your introduction, I've written two more books. So if I could plug those also, I've got a book about my time at the wet markets in China, and that one's called You Can't Wu Handle the Truth. So if people could subscribe to that one, The Real Truth That's Coming Out About the Coronavirus. And then my other motivational book, 13 Rules for Life. Now, it's called 13 Rules for Life, in brackets, all Jordan Peterson's rules plus one more that I threw in, but it's a doozy, close brackets.
Well, here you're expanding your market into the man market of men who want to learn how to be men.
Everybody is a customer. That is my motto, Alice. Everybody needs to be happier. And the only thing that can make you happier is advertising. The only thing that can make you happier is aspiration. The only thing that can fill that hole inside your soul is products and consumerism and capitalism.
I mean, I believe you. Coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest in journalism news for your top story. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, the Under London PICT community is demanding a greater say in consultations by the British government about coronavirus lockdown logistics, saying that their centuries of lockdown life in the tunnels beneath the metropolis have given them a unique insight into how to avoid sunlight and socialising. In response to protests about the lockdown, Coblaith Demelch, a PICT spokeswoman, has said, "Come the f*** down, people. We were living in caves under London since the year 900 without being able to go to Topshop. You can handle a couple of months. Asked about Nigel Farage's recent trip to the beach to shout about illegal immigrants, she responded, "You're all Johnny come latelys to this country, you unpainted shits. We've been trying to get you to f*** off since the Romans arrived. So if anyone has to leave, it's everyone." And after the Belgian government put out a call to its citizens to consume more potatoes to compensate for the coronavirus shutdown, leaving the nation with a surplus, Italy's Wiggles government has responded to Belgium's potato problem by saying they'll buy the hot potato, hot potato. That's all the time we have for your headlines right now, because now, your ads. Your ad section now, because you can't be what you can't buy. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Forever Lane, the home Meebus strip for long walks to nowhere. Buy any one of Forever Lane's flat-pack distortions in the space-time continuum, and you'll get an Escher-style landscape feature that defies physics, makes you puke just by looking at it, and lets you go for long, long, long walks in the privacy of your own bathroom or back porch. Other home Meebus strip lanes can be unstable, heavy, and completely collapse the fabric of reality. Forever Lane's patented Tantalus technology will fold up right under your bed and never turn into an uncontrollable black hole or your money back. Forever Lane. The end is just the beginning. Water, water, anywhere, nor any drop to drink. If you're an ancient mariner who's just cursed his ship to endless calm upon a slimy sea by the unwarranted murder of an albatross, refresh yourself from your endless torment by helping yourself to half a glass of clear, refreshing water. Take a time out from the karmic vengeance of the skies and reconcile yourself to the loss of all hands and your eternal obligation to tell and retell the story in verse to passing poets and historians. Half a glass of water. It won't bring back the albatross, but it's not a bad start.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story, going straight from your ad section to the latest in journalism news. Your top story in journalism news is brought to you by Will Anderson. Will, what's happening in the world of journalism right now?
Thanks for asking, Alice. Huge media news from down under, with the Australian government pulling all funding to the public broadcaster, the ABC, after they refused to stop including things that were uncomplimentary to the government in their news and current affairs programs. Or as the ABC called them in the file that was found, facts. The flagship ABC investigative journalism program, Four Corners, had been lashed by budget cuts over the years. It had become Three Corners, then Two Corners, and then just one corner, but couldn't survive this latest round of cuts. When asked to describe the current government, an ABC journalist was heard to remark budget cuts or something that sounded remarkably like it.
What do you say to claims that by cutting corners, they're just adding more corners?
That was refuted actually by a spokesperson from the government. I'm actually just getting this through at this very moment. But a government spokesperson has refuted the argument that has been offered not only by you, but by the opposition. The government spokesperson has said that the government was always clear that they were cutting a circle and not a series of smaller corners. And it has been resolved today, with the full circle finally completed, that it is indeed a circle and not an octagon or any other type of increasingly sided gong.
Well, that's very good news. What else is happening in journalism?
Well, big news here, because this is a great day. I used to be a journalist myself before I was a comedian, before I was in advertising. And as I said to Nelson Mandela in court when I had published my book, An Even Longer Walk to Freedom, Nelson, You're a Crybaby, Anyway, there was a legal issue over it, but I got to meet Nelson Mandela and we were having a chat about the media. And I said, do you believe in journalism and the power of journalism? And I think, to be honest, he sneezed when he said it, but he said, I love the journalists. And in that moment, an idea was born in my mind. Oh. Forget journalism. What about journalism? It's like it looks like journalism, but it's not journalism. And it is much more profitable than actual journalism. And who can you trust to tell you the truth about the news of the day? An impassionate, impartial journalist who isn't invested in the product at all, or someone who actually sells that product for the living? Think about it for just a second. The person who sells that product for the living, they know everything about that product. They know every feature about that product and why you need that product in your life. Why would you leave that to a journalist when you can have a journalish? And I've been working on this
project. When you say think about it for a second, do you mean think about it for no more than a second?
Think about it for no more than a second. My trademark. Anyway, wow. My point is this. Newspapers are going to be better when they're all ads. Because guess what? Firstly, no ads. The newspaper itself is the ads. So we get rid of the ads that you don't like. No more pop-ups, because the article itself is the pop-up. You're already in the ad. We're not going to have news pop-up while you're reading your ad. No, no, no.
Wow. That's truly brilliant. What is it true that you were the first person to do a product placement murder investigation when you were a journalist?
Absolutely. In fact, this is the perfect product demonstration of a Ginsu knife. And I was inspired as a young person seeing a man with a knife cut through a can, seeing a man with a knife cut through a pumpkin, and seeing a man with a knife even cut through an ordinary sand shoe. And when I was sitting in bed, that was a pivotal moment to me. I was like, what else could a knife cut through to demonstrate that? And then, of course, I watched the pivotal Australian movie, something that we all have to watch at school, Crocodile Dundee. And I thought, you know what? Like, that's not a knife. This is a knife. That would be a perfect moment for a knife to actually own that moment. To own the moment in that movie, it was a particular knife. I was like, why was that not Ginsu? And then I was like, why limit yourself, Will Anderson? Like, I was looking at the backpack of Mervis, Ivan Milat, and I thought, you know what? You could get knives involved in murders. And that is constant, unearned press coverage for about 9 months, maybe some books by the murder themselves about why they chose that particular knife. This is an ad that might go for 2 to 5 years, depending on the length of the trial. And all it involves is 3 or 4 murderers of people who aren't even from Australia. They're literally just backpacking here, visitors to our country. They're tourists to our country. You know what would help tourism to our country? A healthy knife scene. America has guns. We've got to have something. And I think that something should be the Ginsu. Thank you for allowing me to make that statement here today, Alice.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. But that is all the time we have for our top story now, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and guest, that's you today, Will. I love the daily pod. Thanks for the hard work that goes into that, keeping me sane during this time. I'm also pregnant and a side effect is lots of gas. Other than my husband saying, so you've been pregnant our whole 6-year marriage, when I said it was a pregnancy symptom, or asking me if I could go into another room yesterday, when I looked up a remedy, I noticed the highlighted mention. I hope you will enjoy. The picture is a picture of saying a top cure for gas is half a glass of water. So that's lovely. Thank you, Joanna. Look, product placement in our letters to the editor. That was completely involuntary there, Will, but I guess you are providing a good vibe for accidental product placement.
I've never been prouder.
More of your letters tomorrow. And remember, again, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode every day, and listen back to previous episodes so these ones make more sense. Your guest today on the podcast was Will Anderson. Will, have you got anything to plug?
Yes, I have four podcasts, Alice. They are called TOEFOP, FOFOP, Willosophy, and Two Guys, One Cup, an AFL podcast. So if you want to check any of those out, that would be great.
I highly recommend them all. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. The sub-executive producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As we say to you always, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor, Jan Corbat, was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Corbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.